Hello and welcome to NJ Biz Conversations. I'm your host, Jeff Kanige. My guest today is Jason Dukes. He is a certified executive life coach and the CEO of Captain's Chair Coaching in Montclair. Jason, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time to do it. I appreciate it. I know you have some thoughts about the downturn, what everybody expects to be the downturn, and how executives should deal with that. And I want to hear about that. First, I'm interested, though, in the company. What do we need to know about Captain's Chair Coaching and about you and your approach to the kinds of things you do for your clients?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's executive coaching, and I really focus on the mindset and the human being behind the project. So a lot of people, they always ask me, like, okay, well, if I hire you to work on my business, like, are we going to talk about my personal stuff? Are we going to talk about my health? And the truth is yes, because it all works together.
Okay.
And sometimes those are the roadblocks that get in the way of the goals for the company. So really work with overall people. So it's executive coaching. A lot of the industries that I work in, real estate, motorsports, founders of companies and executives.
Okay. Very good. And is there a structure to your approach? Is there a sort of a typical way you ask people to do to get out of it? I mean, how does it go in general?
Yeah.
So does it depend on the person and what they need?
There's a little bit of both. Like there are some best practices just because of how the people that I work with. Like I typically work with visionary people who are not necessarily have problems with focus, but that's one of the things that they need me for is to set goals, create a direction, mm-hmm. give them some focus. So there are some things like the cadence of how often we meet, when we meet, how we meet, is typically the same for most of my clients. But after that, it's pretty much bespoke, customized to my clients, their needs, and honestly, their roadblocks. It's set up to get in the way of their roadblocks so that they keep moving forward.
Okay, very good. Yeah. All right. So I've talked to a lot of some of the same kinds of people, executives, business owners. Mm-hmm. Many people do expect that there is some sort of economic downturn coming. I'm assuming you obviously believe the same thing. What's the first thing that someone, a business owner, executive, the kind of people you talk to, what's the first thing they should be thinking about now as we're going into what looks like could be a tough time ahead?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of different things, right? Like I wrote one of the articles I wrote, I listed five things that they should be looking at. But I mean, one of the biggest things is start planning out, it's almost old school business, right? Like do a SWOT analysis, figure out what the opportunities you think are going to be, figure out what the threats you think are going to be, but also start planning and visioning out your company right now. And I mean, obviously things will turn, like the downturn is not going to go exactly like anyone, like, no, we can predict that there's going to be a downturn. We can't predict what that actually is. I mean, we can, but not too many people are going to be very successful in predicting what that is going to look like. But you can start at least with a plan of what you want it to look like. From a mindset standpoint, one of the things that I would highly suggest people, I mean, obviously I'd highly suggest people do coaching because I'm a coach, but we've gone through 3 or 4 years of really tough being battered. And so, like therapy, coaching, meditation, whatever you can do to get your head in a mindset to take another blow, mm-hmm. and to be strong through the downturn is going to be super important.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting point because again, as you say, it's been a tough couple of years with the pandemic and the changes that wrought and what folks had to do. And now there's a whole new set of calculations coming. And I'm wondering how do you prepare for that? How do you start to make those different kinds of calculations? I'm hearing that from people I talk to. And they're not, a lot of them aren't sure exactly what they should be doing right now. How do you get your mind around what you should be thinking about?
Yeah, well, it's one of those things where it's sometimes, not that this stuff isn't hard, but sometimes it's not that hard. Like we know what it is that we should be looking at. It's, can we get ourselves to do it, right? Like after getting beaten up and battered for the past 3 or 4 years, like, can we actually have enough calm you know, not cluttered brain, like not worried about the thing and not worried about this thing and the other thing, to actually just sit down and make decisions. And that's one of the things that I help my clients do. So, you know, some of it is like really getting over, like really getting over the past and putting what happened in perspective so that they could really actually work from today and think and plan forward, but without, you know, not without just, I mean, you know, wake up on a Tuesday morning or Tuesday, well, wake up on a Tuesday morning, hopefully you woke up before the afternoon, but wake up on a Tuesday morning and just plan like it's a Tuesday, like not wake up carrying a bag of like COVID and, you know, this and the remote working and all the other things. It's like, stop, let's start with a clean sheet and plan. Like here's the opportunity, here are the threats, let's go forward.
Okay. And the pandemic sort of hit relatively quickly. I mean, we started to hear about this thing going on in Asia, and then that was in December, and then by March everybody was closed down. Was it difficult to, is that more difficult when something happens quickly and you're just reacting, or is it more difficult now where you know something is coming and you've got to figure out how to deal with it?
Different. Not more or less difficult, just okay. Different. I think one of the things that COVID did was that we all had to react at the same time, right? Like one of the big factors that I work with my client, time is one of the things that I work with my clients on, like actually creating milestones, deciding when things are going to happen and holding them accountable to getting things to happen when they say they're going to happen. One of the things that happened with COVID was everyone was given a milestone and a deadline. Like it all had to stop or start by a certain time.
Right.
I don't predict that this downturn will have any of those like stop, start, and stops for everyone at the same time.
Okay.
Which adds the time factor in. And so, you know, one of the things that people are going to have to do is entrepreneurs and executives is like create milestones and really hold themselves to the time that they set. Because unlike COVID, we like no one is setting a time for us. Like if this is a move that you need to make by a certain time, like you have to hold yourself accountable to doing it on time.
Okay. And are there certain, I mean, you mentioned a couple of the industries that you work in. Are there certain industries that you're more concerned about that maybe are more susceptible to what's coming? Or is your approach sort of applicable across the board?
Yeah, I think the approach is applicable across the board, mostly because I work with, I mean, even though I work in the industries, like my specialty is people.
Okay.
Like people are the specialty, and they tend to be the same through a lot of the industries. But I mean, a lot of the industries that I work in are set to have, actually, I think every industry is set to have a big shift. And you know, unlike in the past when lots of industries had big shifts, it was like, well, things are normal, and then they had a big shift and now it's normal again. Like one of the things that we're going for is that nothing is normal and we're also about to have a big shift.
Right.
And so, you know, it's the people who can have clear heads, create plans, activate the plan and move forward quickly will be the winners, you know, from this whole mumble jumble.
Right.
That we have.
Right. Okay. And you say a big shift. Do you have any sense for the magnitude of what people are running into? And does your assessment of where that's going change the way you do things? In other words, if this was the financial crisis of 2007, 2008, for example, a major, major disaster, financial disaster that had rippled around the world. And I've talked to a lot of folks who are at least, you know, maybe they're too optimistic, but they're hopeful that this is going to be a relatively soft landing as the Fed continues to cut to raise interest rates to try and bring inflation down, slow the economy down. That maybe it won't be as bad as some past recessions. Are you planning for a particular kind of event, or is it just you just have to wait and see what happens?
Some of it is a create and see, probably more than wait and see.
Okay.
Well, and itself, it's to be fair with me, it's because of the type of clients that I coach. Like they're super visionary, super, you know, forward thinking folks, and so they're not waiting to see. They're creating and then seeing, right? Mm-hmm. And then recreating and seeing and recreating and seeing. And I think that's, you know, depending on that, like that strategy is going to work for visionary people, for, you know, people who are more slow and want to wait and see and then can react. I think a wait and see approach works, but one of the big things is going to be like the quick reacting, right? Like my clients are creating, reacting, and then seeing. If you're a wait and seeer, like wait, but then once you see, you better hurry up and react.
Okay. And I'm just curious though, are they doing that because they're like that or because you help them get to that point? I mean, a visionary is sort of a visionary. I'm guessing you can't just create someone with great vision. What kind of people are you seeing and how does that play out?
Yeah. So most of my clients are visionaries. The thing that I help them with is turning those visions like everything after that, like turning, you know, figuring out which of the visions they're going to push forward and then turning those into reality.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're saying, I like the phrase create and see. I'm guessing that one of the things you do is help folks find opportunities in these sorts of situations. There's always an opportunity, or many times there is. And for many people, it's just finding them and acting on them. How do you get folks to get to that point to be able to create something, as you say, and take it from there, even in the face of what most people would consider a difficult business climate?
Yeah, I found myself earlier today writing an outline for a program that I want to put together. And about 3/4 of the way through writing the outline, I realized that I'd actually written it like 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
And I went and tried to find, and it was like, no, there's no point in finding it. Like, let me just write it. But that's what I find with most of my clients is that they will. I mean, one of the helpful things of having a coach or a therapist or someone who can listen to you and reflect back to the things that you're saying is a lot of people already know what it is that they need to do. They just need to hear themselves talk it through and have someone hold them accountable to actually, you know, going back and listening to what they said and telling them what they said. And then, you know, and then when people are like, oh, but I don't know what to do, it's like, but you just said it. like I have it. You literally just gave 3 bullet points and the way to do it. Like here's your plan. So a lot of people actually know. It's just getting the clear head and being able to move forward on what they already know.
Okay. And you've also talked about doing sort of a triage about what you can save and what you can't save, what folks need to get rid of, to quit, to abandon. How do you make those kinds of decisions? What sort of thought process do you need to be able to do exactly that? I mean, a lot of folks just can't give up on anything.
Well, so that's the thing, right? But I mean, the people who can't give up, they know what they need to give up. They just can't give it up, right? And so, I mean, one of the things I simply do with my client, like this is the most simple version of coaching, is just like make a list of like what stays, what goes, what gets added. What stays, what goes, what gets added. And people can quickly write that down, but then the hard part comes, right? Like adding the stuff that needs to be added, keeping the stuff that needs to stay, and getting rid of the stuff that needs to go. And again, in normal times, it's already difficult, but here we're coming out of this mumble jumble where everything's still sort of getting pieced together. And people are still like trying to hold on to things that they, you know, I do morning therapy, like not morning in the morning, but like morning, like for forgiveness and, and sad stuff. I mean, I had a lot of people pass away during the pandemic, like honestly, still to this day, like lots of loss,
certainly
lots of business loss, like some of the businesses don't look the way that they used to do, the neighborhoods, like a lot of the industry doesn't look the way that, and there's a lot to mourn. So, you know, whenever I get to positions where it's like, okay, well, here's something else I need to give up. It's like, not now. I don't want to give up. I want to hold anything that I can. But, you know, I have to look at my goals and look and say, well, I can't keep that if I want to hit that goal. And, and honestly, and that goal relies on me to get rid of this thing super quickly. And so, you know, I think that's one of the things that the people are going to have to keep track of is what stays, what goes, what gets added. And be able to do those things quickly is hard, both realistically, but also just emotionally hard. It is that, you know, you're going to have to go into quick triage and get rid of what needs to go.
Okay. And it sounds like a lot of these folks, if they're coming to you, they know they have to do something different. And is that like the first step to getting to that point is realizing that they have to make a change, that they have to adjust their expectations. Again, I go back to the calculations business of how you're going forward. Is it admitting at that point, okay, I need some help in sorting these things out. Is that like the first step? I mean, it sounds like a 12-step program, admitting you need help is sort of half the problem, I'm thinking.
Yeah, they're probably, I mean, I don't want to call it a 12-step program and I don't want to call it therapy, but it is within the same family of that, like, you know, that you, like, the way that you were doing it just wasn't working. Like, whether it was your thinking was off, your beliefs were off, the actions are off, the team is off, like something is just off. Like it's just not, you know, or the timing is off. Like there are some people that I work with where it's like they were hitting the goal, but they just want to hit them all a lot quicker. And it's like, okay, well, the way that they were doing it was perfectly designed to get it done in the time frame that it got done. But now if you want to make, you know, if you want to cut that in half, like you actually, like things have to change. You can't use the same system and expect to get it done in half the time because the system was perfectly created to get it done the way that it did. So, you know, super basic example of it, but that's what I help people do. Like people, they come to me because things are going away and they just want to change. They want to change the way that it's going and the outcome.
Right. Okay. So, and you've been generous with your time. I appreciate it. Just one last thing before we go. I don't want to, I don't want to sort of try and just ask a series of leading questions. Is there something else? Is there something you would leave people with now? As we're sitting here, it's November, the holidays are coming up. And everybody's worried about what's going to be happening down the road and the holidays can be a difficult time in general. Is there something you would say to folks now that's sort of more important than anything else at this point, what folks should be thinking about?
Yeah, I think team building, right? Like I wrote an article and did some talking about how I think in the future, like post-pandemic therapy and post-pandemic support groups and all that stuff, you know, that's going to be all the rage two or three years from now because of, you know, the amount of stress and different things that people went through during the pandemic and like what we need as a society and communities, especially business communities, to have people you know, work really hard and get things done in it. But I think for the people, you know, the people who watch this and the people that I work with, like, we can't wait for that to become a fad before you start building that in your team. So, you know, have a coach on your team, have a therapist on your team, like have people who are qualified to help you through some of these things. And I know that it sounds like, I mean, sure, I'm a coach, right? But I'm just, it's one of the things that I can leave you with is for people to start building their team with some of these people on it, because it's the type of support that people are going to need, right? Like it's just, I mean, you know, probably need an accountant, probably need a lawyer.
Yep.
And also probably need someone for your head and the amount of stuff that your head's going through in this period.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, that's absolutely true. I mean, managers generally have to be coaches in a certain sense. So if for no other reason than to make sure everyone is getting the most out of the skills that they have.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Jason Dukes, the CEO of Captain's Chair Coaching. Thanks very much for joining me. I really appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays.
Oh, same to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you all for watching. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.